is, there's no other feeling like it. I mean, it's the best high school tournament in the world, and the best basketball state. We just won, and it's just, I feel like I'm dreaming, but it really happened. So I'm bringing it home to Anderson for the first time in 70 years. It's amazing that such a great basketball community, we haven't had that, and now we get to bring it home.
Coach, can you talk about the defense in the fourth quarter, what you changed and how you were able to turn that up?
Well, at halftime, the assistant coach, Coach Carey, came in and talked about our energy level on defense, and he made some adjustments, and then we still didn't really bring it, but that fourth quarter, and that's typical of what this team does, is we wear teams down, and in the fourth quarter, that's kind of when we make our run. We can see how quickly we can add, you know, to the total. And so that's what they did. Ronnie stepped up huge there, especially towards the end, got some tips and some steals. So that was a team game, and everybody had to bring it. We did that as a team.
Coach, you talked Monday about he was comfortable playing at a fast pace and slow down. So talk about how the tempo seemed like you guys got off to a quick start, and then they kind of slowed down. So maybe talk about how all that unfolded today.
Yeah, Bloomfield, first quarter, that was our quarter, and we played our pace. Second quarter, that was Bloomfield's quarter. We played their pace, and we knew that at halftime. That's one of the things we talked about. And I kind of felt, I told our coaches that I felt like we needed to get the point total in the 60s to be successful, and we were able to do that. And so, but Bloomfield has a very well disciplined team, and there were times we had no answers for their bigs. It's a good player.
Caleb, your season was basically a six-game, you know, season. How excited were you to get out there and play today? And kind of describe your journey this season to get to this point.
From the beginning of the year, I knew before the season started that I wasn't going to be able to play with these guys on varsity. But it was kind of hard at first, but everybody here kept me sane. And, God has a plan. And we knew that his plan would prevail in the end. And so I just waited my turn. And when I got here, I feel like we all made the most of it. So, and now we're state champions.
Obviously, Coach, you got great balance today, but talk in particular about Nunn's performance.
Well, I've never been able to coach somebody who's just got the God-given abilities that he has, and his leadership, and not just his leadership, the leadership of all my seniors here, they really stepped it up, and it wasn't just today, it's been all season, and to watch Franklin grow as not only a player, but as a Christian, his faith in God has been huge.
Franklin, varsity for 4 years and so close so many times before, what does this day mean to you?
It's a great feeling, for us to finish, for our seniors to finish on top this year. It's just one of the greatest feelings ever, and, me being a leader on this team, I make sure that we keep everybody in perspective and that we stayed in the moment, because any point in that game, it could have went any way, and they could have got a big old lead, and we could have panicked, but we weathered the storm, and our coaches just kept telling us, keep playing together, keep believing in each other, and I believe that's how championship teams are won, when you play together and play as a team. This team is special because we have a group of dudes who just believe and love each other so much, and I just love playing with them my 4 years. My coaches have helped me grow so much over my 4 years, and I can't thank them enough, and finishing on top is the best feeling ever. But I think the future for Liberty is really bright, because with a coaching staff like that who cares about their players so much and bonds them together, one state championship is not gonna come through here. I believe that they have a long road of many more titles and many more consecutive wins. So they're in great hands, and I'm excited for these younger dudes that are getting ready to fill in the shoes that the seniors left.
This will be for anybody that's going to talk about not only support you guys got from your community, but also a lot of the L fans there. Who we have on to today, so they talk about who that support.
I'll go first if anybody else, but LaPel has been a great help. You know, we battled them really hard in Madison County. They were able to beat us, but, you know, it shows that we're our character and that we don't care, you know, that game is over. Since we're from the same county, we support each other a lot, and we're going to go out there and we're going to root them on. And we just want to thank all the LaPel fans who came out and they supported and they cheered their butts off, and we're going to do the same for them.
Yeah, kind of like how Franklin was saying, was it's like they beat us in a year, but we respect them because they work hard just like us, and we respect people that work hard. And it's just, it's amazing for both of us to make it to state, representing one county, and we just want each other to win and give glory to God.
School's first state championship for you guys, all of you. What is being able to have that legacy mean to you?
Your turn, Greg. Get an answer.
This is just crazy. We really just want, like, because I've only been here for 2 years, and these guys have just made me feel welcome. They, like, uplift me, especially when I didn't have a good game. These guys have just been incredible. Coach, seniors, the players, and it's nothing but God. And this is something special right here. Like, I just don't have any words for it, but I thank God for letting us be here. Just kidding.
Amen. Hey, Coach, you just talked about, especially the way you opened the second half, how critical that was. And talk about just when your team starts getting on that roll, turning the ball over, turning it into quick points, not getting out of control, you know, doing something, being productive with those turnovers and being disciplined towards the end of the game, getting good shots, not rushing shots, etc.
Yeah, you know, I thought the word I would use was and these guys have been around long enough, they know that teams are going to make runs. We've given them a schedule that's very difficult. It's not a slouch schedule, you know. We've got our county tournament on there. We have Marion, which was a huge turning point in our season. These guys know the teams are going to make runs, and they catch themselves when they start to panic. And so we made a run there at the beginning of the third quarter, and then they came back. And then there was a timeout or whatnot, and then we kind of got ourselves poised. And so these guys, they're veterans, and they know what to do in these situations. In fact, a lot of our timeouts, coaches don't even have to talk, because they know exactly what we're going to say. They do a lot of the leadership, and so they know. They've been very well trained mentally.
Any other questions? Gentlemen, thanks for your time. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.